Easter. Oh, it might be like Christian, a non-denominational one. Yeah, you know what? They're pretty much like all the denominations. They like to lift it up and say, we're non-denomination, but they still do the same things that the worldly churches do. And so I don't know what they teach you of a gospel, but most churches, even if they do teach you a biblical gospel, they're not holding people to it. And that's the path to eternal life. So through Christ's shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, he died to shed his sins for, or shed his blood for the remission of our sins, right? Okay, so how do we get the forgiveness of sins? Do you know? You must repent, which would be a turning of your mind. You see how sinful you are. You see that you need a Savior. And you turn your mind from your life, what you're doing in this world, living it, loving it for yourself.
You
and you
put God first.
Right. You leave all that behind. So if you do that, your life is going to be totally different than it was. It doesn't stay the same because you repent of the sin. And if you do that, he will give you his Holy Spirit within you. You'll be born again. You're nodding like, have you know about that? About being born again. How old are you?
16.
Okay, you're kind of, would you consider yourself born again? Okay, so if you're born again and you're a holy child of God, you should have fruits that show that, right? Because like if you ever get married, you're going to have the fruits of a wife. You're going to love your husband. You're going to try to do things that please him, right? And that's what we do with God. When we're born again, the Holy Spirit helps us produce works that are holy and obedient, and we follow the scriptures and obey them, and then we continue to do that until the day we die. And I'm glad you say that, because a lot of people think that once you disbelieve, that you can never fall away.
Yeah, some people are just like, they say they're Christian, and they say they believe, and then they don't do anything to show that.
Exactly, they don't do anything, they don't show that they've been truly born from the inside. See, if your insides are changed, you have a new heart and a new mind, are you not different then? It's kind of like if you were a smoker and you change your mind on it. You're not doing that anymore, right?
Yeah.
So now what you need to do is examine your life and see, before you were born again, and how has your life changed afterwards to follow after him in holiness and obedience? And here I can help you with that. On the back of that card is a bunch of lies that the churches are teaching that people are following. They're not testing themselves to the Word of God. And in the book of Revelation, it says it in a couple chapters, that if you love and practice even one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. But we don't want that for our neighbor. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all the entertainment, the world. This is Satan's kingdom. Do you realize this? He runs all. You're nodding your head like you know. Yeah. Politics, sports, entertainment, all this worldly, carnal stuff that doesn't seem to fit with a holy God, right? He does all that, and you have to repent and turn from that and be born into God's kingdom, like we're talking about being born from above or born again. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to a public school for a while, and then my parents were saying how bad it was and what they're saying and teaching.
They're right.
The sexualities and everything.
A godless.
Yeah,
they teach
godless.
Evolution, and yeah.
And then I went to a private school for a while, a Christian private school for a while, and it was honestly just as bad. Just the teachers weren't
You're right.
It was just the kids.
I'm glad to see you see that, yeah.
So now I'm homeschooled, and now I just...
Excellent. That's awesome that you see that. Can I encourage you to go further? And I want to encourage you as you mature and you are out from underneath the authority of your parents when you're older and you can make all your choices, I encourage you to start testing what the churches are teaching and what the scriptures say that we're supposed to do. And you're going to see that they twist and they manipulate the scriptures to keep everybody in that place doing whatever it is they want to do in their flesh. Because if people actually started living holy and forsaking their sin, there wouldn't be very many people in those churches.
Yeah,
you see that, right? And so there's much more holiness for you to see and understand, and you're young. So if you're born again and you truly desire to seek the kingdom of God, you got to put in your heart that you're going to lose your life for him. And that might not happen right away today, depending on what you understand and your life that you're in with your parents in their house and stuff. But if you truly want to see the kingdom of God, you have to be willing to lay down everything in your life. Everything. Be willing to lose it all. Because do you read the Bible? Okay, you'll see that Jesus said you'll be hated, right?
Yeah.
He meant that.
Yeah.
It means if you go on this journey your parents may hate you someday because they may. I don't know your parents. I'm just using an example. My parents claim to be of Christ, and when I started reading the Bible and I was born again, they wanted nothing to do with me because I was standing for holiness and obedience, and they weren't, and they were convicted by their sin. We lost our family, our children, most of our grandchildren, because they didn't want to serve the full truth. See, they're going to try to tell you, oh, that's cultural, you don't have to do that. They're lying. And I'm out here to warn people like you because I love you as my neighbor, and you, young man, listening patiently. Don't be deceived. Like Eve was in the garden, the serpent whispered in her or spoke to her, and she was tempted and she turned and sinned, right? I'm going to tell you, the modern pastors, we haven't met one pastor that hasn't been teaching lies. All the buildings out there, all the denominations, we've tested them all. They're all loving and practicing many lies. But what we just talked about, one will leave you outside the kingdom of God, right? Let me share one with you. Just one. Do you believe that? The Bible says just one. One unrepentant sin or lie will leave you outside the gates of heaven. Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira, have you read that? They lied to the Holy Spirit, and God killed them. This was after Christ, after grace. 1 Corinthians 11 in the Lord's Supper, or what you might hear as communion. People were sleeping, which means death, and getting sick. God did that because they were doing it unworthily. God still kills people for their disobedience. And the churches are going to teach you, God loves you. He hates the sin. He loves the sinner. If you read Psalm 5:5, it says God hates those who work iniquity. There's a goodness and a severity. To get the goodness and the love of God, it only comes through Christ and through the gospel. Let me throw something out here. This will challenge you. Good Friday, Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights, right? How many hours is that? Do you know?
It is
72 hours. So the churches, so here we're going to go after just one lie that could leave you outside the gates of heaven. The churches teach Friday at 3 o'clock or something like that until Sunday morning. Can you get 72 hours from that? 3 days and three nights. So who's lying? Jesus or the church? Is that one lie? Christmas is pagan, it's a lie. Easter is a lie. Feminism, women not being godly, holy women is a lie. Men not being godly and holy is a lie. Playing sports and beating on people and competitiveness and pride and vanity. You know what I'm saying? You're nodding your head. You see all that. Those are all a wicked sin against a holy God. And so we need to repent of all that. And it can be a hard road. The gift is free. We can have that gift, but it will cost us our whole life. Jesus said that, didn't he? So you've been reading your Bible. I can see you're nodding and smiling. You understand. It is a hard road to walk, but we can do it through the power and the blood of Christ. And the Bible says, what does it gain a man if you, or what do you get if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, right? None of this matters. Who cares if your friends don't like you? Who cares if someday your parents leave? Because we're born by ourselves, right? We're going to die by ourselves. We're going to be standing accountable before God, not with our parents, not with our friends, not with the pastor. It's going to be you and a holy God. And by that time, it's going to be over. See, a lot of people think they're going to get and stand before God and go, but didn't I do all these good works? Your judgment is when you die. So if you're in Christ right now and you die, you'll be welcomed into the kingdom of God if you were keeping his commands. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, he made the way for those who obey him, not just believe. Belief is just like a head knowledge. You have to have faith and be willing to follow him. It's kind of like when you get married. It's not just on, like today in society, they use a piece of paper and then they say you're married. What if you just kept living your life away from your husband? You're not really married, are you? So when you get married, it's like a covenant, an agreement between two people. That's kind of like what it is when you're born again with God. It's a blood covenant. He died to shed his sins, or his blood for you to cover your sins. Now what must you do? Do your best, yep, to repent and not sin. And we'll mess up, but we get right back up, we repent, and we get going again, and he can help us do that. So does that make sense to you? I'm glad you're listening. So let that go deep in you. You're going to have a lot of trials as a young woman, in the house with your parents, you're going to have to probably maybe go to church if they tell you to, and do some things that may not line up with the scriptures. But you got to think about your soul and all of eternity, and don't let Satan come and sweep those words away from you. Read the scriptures, follow them, believe them, and obey them, because I don't want Satan to get after your soul or your soul, young man, and you get old enough to understand all of it. You seem like you have a pretty good understanding. Let these go deep in you. And I wish when I was younger somebody would have shared all this with me. I was 39 when I heard the gospel, and it changed my life right then. And I didn't care if I lost everybody. Five children we had. We were born again after they were out of the house having children. One will talk to us, but all the rest of them hate us. And you know what? I'm okay with that. You know why? Because they're somebody else's child standing here listening to me. They don't want the truth. I'm going to give it to you, and I'll give it to you, and I'll give it to her, and I'll give it to everybody else. And if you don't want it, God may take away your light and give it to somebody else. So think about that, too. If you've heard about the parable of the talents, they were given some talents and they were told to increase them. You're nodding your head like you know that. What did he do? He took it from the one that had one and did nothing and gave it to somebody else, didn't he? He's talking about the light. You have something in you that wants to obey a holy God. Keep going after that and do the best you can, because if you just go, okay, I'm just going to go in the world, I can't do all that, he'll take it from you and maybe give it to him. You don't want that. I don't want that either. So check out our website. We have all kinds of teachings and articles, street preaching on here. We do this. We sold everything that we have. We both retired. And we sold what we have. We live in a little camper van and we travel around America. We're from Wisconsin originally. We've been here before. To reach people like you who might be thinking about things, maybe seeing through things. Have you been seeing things that don't line up with the scriptures?
Yeah,
you wanna press through on that and try to do your best to obey them. Because God's showing you some light. So it was nice talking to you. Our email's on there. I'd love to help you. And you can show that to your parents if you want. They're going to tell you we belong to a cult and everything, but they need to prove it to you from the scriptures. Because what we say can be tested to the scriptures. Test us. We don't want anybody to follow us. In fact, if somebody said, so you're on the internet, and everybody else, most of the false teachers are on the internet. Everybody loves them, lots of clicks and stuff. You're nodding your head like you know that. Jesus said you'd be hated, so you're not going to have very many people around you, right?
Yeah.
So if they say, oh, they're a cult, they need to prove it from the scriptures, because you can test what we have on our website to the scriptures, and all we have that out there for is to help people see the scriptures that the pastors aren't teaching you. They twist things like, for godly holy women, you see how I'm dressed? I didn't know that. It's in the scriptures for today. They're going to tell you, oh, it's cultural and it's Old Testament. That's not true. God dressed Adam and Eve in the garden. He shed blood, which is like an archetype of Christ shedding his blood for us. And did you know he put them in robes and tunics, like we would call a dress? Or my husband just walked by. He's got a longer shirt to cover up our form. It's a sin covering. And women cover their glory, and we're to be shamefast and holy. A head covering is for the angels as well. And so these are just some things for you to think about. They don't teach that, because women want what? Pride and vanity. That used to be me. God wants you to strip it all off. And you know what he wants? He wants you to adorn yourself from the inside with the Holy Spirit, with his word and with his truth, and share it with everybody else. That's way more beautiful. The Holy Spirit is way more beautiful than the external side of a woman, isn't it? Because that's eternal. This is all fleshly. It's going to get old and die, isn't it? And it's only temporal. You want to live for the eternal. The incorruptible. Not the corruptible that moth and rust are going to destroy, right?
Yeah,
you know that one too. So it was nice talking to you. Our email's on there. Feel free to email us. And I would encourage you, if your parents give you the option, if they do, to give you the option to not go to church anymore, and just study the scriptures and begin obeying them. And they might want you to go. You need to obey your parents up until the point where you're old enough to make your own decisions. But if you do have to go, take your pen and paper and start writing down some of the things they teach you. Go home and look up the scriptures and see if what they say is true. And then question your parents on it and have them show you the scriptures. You see what I'm saying? It will help you be stronger and understand, and you'll see whether your parents are truly interested in the truth or they just want to go to church. I don't know your parents, so I'm just using them as an example. Like my parents, they're like, oh yeah, we're Christians, we go to church every day, but they lived in sin. And I tried to show them that they didn't want anything to do with it. So we went on our way and went and we go show other people. So we know people around the world and we gather with them online. True, holy, called apart saints, sisters that are stripped down, that don't care about themselves anymore. They just care about a holy God and they love one another and they help one another. And the brothers, we had a brother with us someplace around here, and my husband, we got other brothers, and we all go out on the streets to try to share this precious news with people like you who will listen. And there must be something, because you're listening too, and you're a young man. So that's awesome. Well, it was nice talking to you. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm Sister Amen.
Okay.
And my husband is Brother Tupos. I'm not Roman Catholic. We use brother and sister because there's no marriage in heaven. And in the body of Christ, people are brothers and sisters. Right? You're nodding your head like you know that. So it was nice talking to you. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.